I know this is hard to hear, but we need to make some serious decisions about your mother's health. Let's be honest, she is getting on in years.
Oh, snap. Okay, I see how it is. I see how it is. Well, your mama, so old, her last name is Osiris.
No, Mr. Lewis, it wasn't an insult. I was just saying that your mother's condition is deteriorating because she's getting older.
Oh, see, that's cold, though. That's a cold one. Okay, I see how it is. Hey, yo mama, so old, in her history class, they just wrote down what they was doing.
Mr. Lewis, this isn't an insult contest. Not only is your mother elderly, but also her ability to walk is currently being affected by her weight.
Oh, see... Okay, it just got real.
TBTM.
It's so cool. We're gonna have a bluegrass band playing 80s pop songs.
We're gonna pass out sparklers to all the guests.
Isn't that fun?
That was really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business. People come from all over to get this.
Is it true that you can leap over a chair from a standing position?
It depends on the size of the chair.
He can talk then, can he? Of course he can talk. He's a human being, isn't he?
Yeah, the night's about us, yes, but I mean, it's also, you know, about the people who make us us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And those people love us exactly for our uniqueness.
All right, it's happening again. Another brand new episode of TBTL. This is, of course, the show that's legally classified as Too Beautiful to Live.
Let the freakout begin!
My name, of course, is Andrew Walsh. I'm filling in for Luke all this week while he's on vacation.
It's a bad deal, and it isn't over yet.
Oh, it's not that bad. In fact, this is a super fun week because we are continuing our TBTL summer games. I have oodles of quizzes and questions and riddles for our guests to puzzle out, and joining me again today, as promised, for a second consecutive appearance on the show, man, when it rains it pours, this is a man who's been carrying around a thing. It looks like a vase of some sort with holes in it, but he won't let me touch it for some reason.
It's my new favorite bong. I wish I could smoke it.
You can't smoke it in here. This is a drug-free zone, Mr. Nick Jarin, host of the Northwest Nerd Podcast.
Yeah, no
PEDs.
Hello, and thank you for having me for another day. Psyched to be here. Psyched to do more of the summer games.
How do you think it went yesterday?
I think
Let's
it was
be
great.
Honest.
I think that we definitely tried some listeners' patience.
I do.
With how focused on the things that I'm into we were, but I enjoyed it.
I gotta say, and this is not a reflection on you at all, I want to make that very clear, but as far as the quizzes went, that was the sixth quiz day in a row,
yeah,
that wasn't the strongest.
And
that's on me.
I believe that.
I mean, it seemed like it made more sense. I was doing it in my head before you came over, and I said, like, this is gonna be great, and then somehow I realized, oh, all of these tennis shoes have the players' names in them.
Now, who made the Nike Kobe one?
Right, exactly. Was it Nike or Kobe? Anyway, I'm feeling much better about today's quiz. Do you want to know what it is now in advance?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We're not doing 20 minutes advance.
We're not
doing
the quiz right now, but this is another quiz that comes from Mental Floss, and I'm going to give you a video game character, and you're going to have to tell me what their day job is.
I love this. Yes. Oh, I love that so much, because I love alter egos.
Mm-hmm.
I love people with just fractured identity who have to be something one
mm-hmm.
place and something else in another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Like,
Mario is a plumber.
Exactly. That's the first one, actually. Because I think
his brother's name is Luigi Mario.
Actually, wait, what?
Mario's full name is Mario Mario.
Explain this to me.
That's his full name. I don't know what more explanation I can give you other than that. Because they're the Mario brothers, Mario refers to both of their last names.
Oh.
So it's Mario Mario and Luigi Mario.
So this is just something that kind of nerds have puzzled out because they're called the Mario brothers.
Yeah, and it's not
written
now.
Mario Mario anywhere, is it?
No, I don't think so.
I was playing Super Mario Brothers 3 over the weekend. This is actually
that's
a
where
coincidence.
They introduced like the raccoon tail one, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and it can fly. I didn't grow up playing that one, so I have this thing called Raspberry Pi, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a small little computer. I think it's mostly to kind of teach people about computing and coding, right?
Yeah, you can kind of make it do whatever you want. Like, you can put it into a robot if you want and make it do simple tasks. You can train it to do pretty much anything.
And I got mine as some sort of a promotional thing, and it came with specific instructions on how to load a... I guess they're emulators?
Mm-hmm.
To load
an emulator.
Yeah, and so you can basically... install some software on there, this retro software, and then once you do that, you can go online and find websites that just have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of video games, whether it's old stuff from Atari, all the NES systems, up to a point. But I had put it on a shelf for a long time, and then this weekend I pulled it back out and I loaded some stuff on there, and Mario 3 was always Genevieve's favorite video game. It was also, she says, the only video game she ever played. So I put that on there, and so I was playing. I cleared World 1 on, was it Thursday night? Whatever the day before the 4th of July was. It
Wednesday.
Felt like a Friday. Yeah.
Last Wednesday. Today is Tuesday, probably.
Yes. Wow. These weeks are just killing me. They're not killing me. I just can't keep straight what day is which anymore. Luke and I pre-recorded
having a holiday on
shows.
A Thursday yes. is the weirdest thing in terms of like a week's flow.
Did you have to work on Friday?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I worked on Friday too, and I know that like my colleagues worked like because Christina had to help me get the newsletter out and stuff. But I cannot keep the days straight at all. This week, last week. I don't know what day it is. But
sunny
anyway.
All the time, like you can't tell. You wake up, you're like, is it Tuesday?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
For a second, I thought you were quoting a rap lyric. Sunny all the time, so you can't tell. I was ready for the next line to rhyme.
Oh, I'm not that clever.
I don't know why. but anyway, yeah, it was like Genevieve went out, and I was a little bit under the weather with a stomach thing, so I just sat on the couch and played Super Mario 3 all night. It really took me back.
Sounds like a lovely night.
There's also something I think about being sick that makes you feel like a kid again, right?
Yeah.
I was like drinking soda, like bubbly soda water, and playing Super Mario Brothers 3 with my upset tummy. Like, I just felt like a kid. Hey, speaking of music quickly, yesterday, things were really kind of falling apart for me at the end of yesterday's show. I kind of started several sentences that I never finished, and so I wanted to get some clarity on that. So I asked you to pick a song at the end of the show, and I made a joke about how we can never use your songs because they're always, you know, filthy in some way, which is not true. They're not filthy in some way. They will just have, like... a word that I don't play on this show here or there, whether it's the N-word or calling women all kinds of names, especially if the artist, well, only if the artist isn't a woman herself, right?
Oh, and I got some picks for you then.
Because you sent a song to me by Mustard, right? DJ Mustard?
I think he just goes by Mustard.
Just
now.
Mustard,
yeah.
And I didn't know about him, although apparently I had appreciated his producing because he produced that YG record that I was obsessed
with. He's produced a ton of stuff that you heard, you just didn't know it was him because he's a producer. You never hear his voice on anything. But if you've ever heard any song in the last like 8 years where it had the tag at the beginning, Mustard on the beat, how...
Oh.
That's DJ Mustard.
And did you just say the H word that we don't
I
say?
I did, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
But this is part of the conversation.
Yeah, no, this is what I want to talk about. So, first of all, I wanted to be clear that like... part of it is because this is a public space. We have all kinds of listeners. If you refer to women as B's and H's, you know, a couple of times in there, that could make people uncomfortable. And also, though, this is something that Luke has brought up. Like, I think he and me, to an extent, are feeling even in our own personal lives a little bit like, I don't know, is that right? Like, is that good? How do we square this idea of what we think is right in the world and the type of language we use and yet the type of stuff that we listen to and in what context too. Listen to something in your earbuds while you mow the lawn is different than something that you're going to play at a mixed company party when a bunch of people are over, maybe some people from work, maybe some people from all different kinds of walks of life. Am I going to just be blasting a Kanye song that uses the N-word a bunch of times? Probably not,
probably
right?
Probably not.
But then, so you and I were talking about that off-air a little bit, and you said that you kind of have, you've been thinking about this a lot lately?
I have been thinking about this a lot because I think that the earbud thing is a big factor to it to me, because if you look at the songs that are charting right now, like popular music now kind of is earbud music. It's not stuff that you're like can play at your desk at the office or anything like that. You need to play it privately so that you can enjoy it and not offend anyone else. Pop music right now is not particularly wholesome. I would say, especially with that, now that hip hop is the biggest genre in the world, I think that it speaks to how much streaming and things like that have influenced what all of us are listening to, whether or not we're listening to it publicly or not. But it's definitely a question of audience, because I have certain playlists that I'll play for when I need to put it on a speaker, and then I have playlists that I'll play when I'm just working and want something upbeat to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that you've been struggling with or something?
It's something that I find that I don't know where the line is
for
me. Because there are some songs that I'm like, this is great. However, I don't like this one verse that's just super explicit, and I can't stomach that. But I will stomach something that is like 90% of that. I don't know where the line is these days, and I think that so much of what I listen to now, I just listen to on AirPods, and it's just me listening to it, that my threshold for canceling something has become incredibly high. There's stuff that I'll listen to that is just completely filthy and gratuitous, but it's got a great beat, and I love listening to it. Like, one of the hottest rappers right now is Megan Thee Stallion. You can't play like any of her music on the radio without censoring it, but it's really good. She's doing really cool stuff, and she's an impressive lyricist. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it because I enjoy it. That's what I'm going to do with it.
Right.
I think that there's a certain amount of an embrace of shamelessness in the last couple of years within pop culture, partly stemming from the fact that I think we're all reckoning with the shamelessness of the leader of our country. And like the rise of, the re-rise of people like Guy Fieri, who has had just the public view of him completely take a 180, where people are like, actually, Guy Fieri is not that bad. He's just trying to make good food, and good for him for trying and making his money. Or like even the rise of Lil Nas X, something that he is a shameless marketer with his music. And when he released his EP, he even tweeted out like with a meme, making the songs shorter so that they get more streams, which means more money in his pocket.
Yeah.
And it had like 300,000 likes on that tweet. I was one of those people.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he's just out there trying to make his money. Like, good for you, Lil Nas X. You make catchy stuff. I appreciate that. And I think that I kind of have a shamelessness now with the music that I listen to. I think that I'm falling into a broader trend here in the shamelessness of what I listen to now. I'm not as quick to cancel things anymore. Like, I did stop listening to R. Kelly and Chris Brown, but like I still play Michael Jackson in my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some things that I can't let go of.
I don't have any musicians who have done something off, you know, not in the act of performing, that I've had to struggle with, because I was never a Chris Brown fan, really, you know, and even Michael Jackson. Like, I know this is kind of like people gasp when I say this, but like, I like Michael Jackson's music fine. I've never owned a record. Like, I understand and appreciate the just groundbreaking impact he had on culture that I was alive for to see as a young kid, and that's interesting from like a cultural standpoint. But like, telling me I can't listen to the Thriller record anymore doesn't cause me any discomfort at all. Like, I'm fine with that. Language is being thought about by a younger generation more than ever, and what's acceptable and what's not. Yet at the same time, we're hearing music that is, to use your word, is completely shameless when it comes to this stuff. It's almost like a disconnect, sort of.
It's almost like we want to create so many safe spaces that art is a place where we still want to be surprised. And if it has a catchy beat and a catchy hook to go along with it, then all the better. There are some Juicy J lines that I would never say out loud, but they just freaking tickle me on the inside. You know what I mean? Like, it's so pleasing to hear him say outrageous things, because I still like to be surprised.
Especially if it's clever. I mean, that's where I'm a sucker for it. Like,
I mean, when it rhymes, it chimes.
But you know, when somebody's like, oh my God, are you serious? Did you just throw an Applebee's reference in there?
That.
What the hell? How did you bring Applebee's into
this
story?
Wow, he really is good in the neighborhood.
Right, yes.
That one's safe for the kids, because they don't know what it means.
And that is definitely
not... know what it means.
That's definitely not DJ Khaled.
Oh, man.
Okay, maybe now's a good time to take a break here. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you a quiz. You're going to have to guess the date. Not guess, but remember and tell me the day jobs of video game characters. All right, everybody, we'll be back in 1 second. This is TBTL.
Shall we play a game?
Match game.
All right, Nick, I see this one only has 8 questions. So once again, I feel like I didn't really prepare for this.
You know, I'm going to take that as a mark of faith. That you're like, well, Nick will be all right with it. I don't need to prep that much.
Right, take it as a compliment.
Just hand it off to him and he'll talk about sneakers anyway.
Exactly. Let's see. Yeah, see, you will get extra points here. By the way, the 8 questions, total number of points available is 1 million. So, good luck.
So divided by 8, like 120,000 each.
Wow.
Around there? 125?
You're good at math. Do you have to do a lot of math in your new work?
No,
as a computer kid?
I think divided by 8 is an easy one, just because like if someone's shooting 1 for 8, I know that that's 12.5%.
Oh, wow. So that's all come back?
It all comes back to sports, really.
Sports and, you know, I don't think we talked about this on the show, but I think this is kind of interesting. So the bar I like to go to, Teddy's, right around the corner mm-hmm. here, right? Nick Dyer.
I love
Dyer Oxley.
Like, in your brain, he's in like the Nick folder, yeah. And you just happen to read too much of the file name. Nick/Dyer. Wait, that's not right. Dyer Oxley. There we go. Right file ending.
Dyer Oxley, who you co-host Northwest Nerd with, and our mutual friend who lives right here in the neighborhood, very close to me. And he is also a frequent client. I'll say client at the bar Teddy's down the street, right? And it was funny to hear him describing the bar to somebody the other day. I don't know if I overheard it or if he was talking to Genevieve, but he referred to Teddy's as a very sports-oriented bar.
Mm.
And I don't really think of it as a sports-oriented bar. I think of it as a very neighborhoody bar where I do go to watch baseball games. They do often have sports on the TV, but there's no, like, jerseys hanging. In fact, there's, like, a mythical sword that's, like, lit up with a red light in the back. There's 2 pinball machines. The guys who are behind the bar, yes, they all can talk about sports, but they're also into, like, Magic the Gathering and comic books and record collecting. And so I always thought of it as kind of a more of a nerdy kind of bar.
And there's a jukebox that you can take over.
That's right. But I think that I always saw it as kind of this nerdy little bar, but Dyer is a nerd. And so he sees it as kind of a sports bar because he sees all the sporty stuff. And to me, like, I don't – all the nerd stuff stands out in there. And to him, all the sports stuff.
Because at the real
out.
Nerd bars, they just have, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on the TVs.
On the TV. Is that true?
I've been – yeah. At the Nerd Out in Portland, we went down there, and they were just showing episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And people were sitting down like it was a game. They're like – they sat down and just started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Captions on. I think sound was even on, too.
Really?
I was like,
oh,
wow, you're really just, like – showing Buffy.
Wow.
Like, cool.
I like that. There's a couple of restaurants/bars around here that still have VHS players. And one of them is, you know, it's like kind of their thing because they built a newish one in the past, I don't know, 5 years. I'm thinking of Big Mario's Pizza, right?
Oh,
that's a
okay.
small
yeah,
little
yeah,
chain
yeah.
around here. But it still has a very lived-in quality when you go there and they play only VHS. Like, you'd think that, like, an old dive bar would play VHS tapes because the old lady who owns it bought a VHS player in 1989 yeah. and never repaired it, and we're just watching her old stuff. Like, this is very calculated, but I really like it. And so sometimes I'll go there and just eat a piece of pizza and have a beer and just, like, I love not knowing what the bartender is going to just put in the VHS player. And the fact that it's got tracking issues, like, put on the captions. Yeah, I'll watch Stopper, My Mom Will Shoot, or whatever.
U.S. Marshals?
Oh, is that a – that's not – Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
Tommy Lee Jones, Harrison Ford. That was really good.
So that's a
Judge Reinhold.
So that must be in the universe. That must be in the universe of The Fugitive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a sequel. Okay, gotcha. It's funny that you went with the sequel on that one.
I think Wesley Snipes is in that one too.
Really?
I like the sequel more. I don't know why.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
I really do.
All right. Let's come back to Mario, because did I have a point that I was trying to make there that I faded out on?
If you did, then I don't remember where we started.
I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. Let's start over.
Power
here.
Out.
Power
Power
out.
In.
Let's power into this quiz here. So, first question. When he isn't fighting bad guys with Mario, Luigi is a...
Plumber.
Exactly. You got that one right. Let me hit that. Green check mark. Congratulations to us. What is the occupation of Street Fighter character Ken Masters? I can give you multiple choice, but I'd love it if I didn't have to, Nick.
Okay, am I allowed to give a stab at it and then mm-hmm. ask for the multiple
choice?
Oh,
yes, you are.
Okay, yep. Cool. I think mm-hmm. he's a detective.
Okay. That's not one of the options here. So you do know who he is. What can you tell me about this?
He's got blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
He's like the he's Ryu and Ken. Ken is the other one.
So there are two. I don't know anything about these games. Yeah. Well, I knew something about Mario. But so Street Fighter, there's two main characters.
Street Fighter has a surprising amount of lore, too, because it had like animes and movies. And there was even a delightfully bad Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Worth seeing?
It's worth laughing at.
Worth watching at Big Mario's?
Yes. That would be the right venue.
Okay, so he's an assassin, a day trader, or a hotel tycoon?
Hotel tycoon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true. So he's like Donald Trump, but then he goes out on the streets and he fights?
He's like if Donald Trump were committed to finding like the purest form of martial arts.
Yeah.
That's Ken Masters.
But Donald Trump is not, I don't think.
No, I don't believe so.
As far as I know.
I mean, that body, though. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah. What do you know about Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider, oh, wow. I guess the tomb raiding must not be the day job.
No, but when you... See, I don't
like
know
Indiana anything. Jones, is she like an archaeology professor?
She's an archaeologist. Because nice. I took this earlier, too, and it's like, I don't know anything about that world. I've never seen any of those movies, never played any of the video games. But if it's between chemist, tour guide, or archaeologist, you're like, oh, yeah, she's Indiana Jonesing this up. Yeah. What is your favorite Indiana Jones movie?
Crystal Skull.
Shut up. You just lost 900,000 points.
I'm joking. The one with Sean Connery. It's the best one.
That's why.
Which
I asked.
One is that?
That's the third one.
The Last Crusade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I think that might be my favorite, too. Because growing up, I knew the second one the best. The one with all the, like, it was all the, like, they go, that's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, right?
Yeah.
You have all the creepy, crawly characters. But, so I have nostalgia for that one, but that one is hella racist.
Yeah. Although I tried to watch that one recently. I was like, The Asian representation in this movie is absolutely terrible.
That's the one with a little boy going around saying Dr. Jones, right, in a thick accent, and also just like...
There's also like an opening shootout in a like Yakuza club or something
like
that.
Yes, that rings a bell. Really I forgot bad. About that. That's about the poison, I think, where he's trying to get the antidote to the poison. And then... also just the way they kind of treat like what are people coded to be native peoples. Mm-hmm. Like it's just rough. And then the first one, I just didn't watch that much. So I'm wondering if the first one might be the best and I'm just less familiar with it.
That's true. What happens in the first one? That's Ark of the Covenant, right?
Yeah. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And they were looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Which they're looking for in the third one
good,
too,
right?
I think, right?
No, they're looking for the cup.
Oh, the chalice.
Yeah, the chalice.
Right,
third one. But both of those are very like Indiana Jones versus the Nazis, and they feel more of a brand than the middle one.
Yeah, and then that fourth one is just terrible. It's just so bad. I mean, I just don't know how you could even make, with Harrison Ford, how you could make a movie that terrible.
It's really bad.
All right. Have you heard of something called Uncharted?
Yeah, Nathan Drake is the lead character in that one.
Okay, what is Nathan Drake's day job?
Is he a pilot? Pilot?
If so, it's not one of the choices here.
Okay, well.
Again, you have a treasure hunter, which I don't even know about this, but I'm guessing.
Is that fair? Because like that's what he does in the game. His day job is treasure hunter?
I don't know.
Well, I guess give me the other two.
Accountant or cartographer. Which, again, cartographer, you're in that action-adventure.
Map maker.
Do you think that most cartographers get into the cartography game because they think it's going to lead them on adventures?
I actually do think that there was, like, a boom in anthropology from people wanting to be, like, Indiana Jones.
I believe it.
And then realizing that, oh, that's not at all what we do.
Right, yes. So do you think it's a treasure hunter or cartographer?
I think it's treasure hunter.
All right, let me see here. I honestly don't remember this one. Hey, you got it right.
Nice.
So that's not really a day job. That's just his
job. What he does in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say, though, that in a certain way, Super Mario Brothers are the same? Is that what the pipes are all about?
I mean, they're not fixing the pipes, right?
No, I guess not. They're just fucking around. stealing all that money. Was it...
stealing all that money. I went down in the sewers and found all these... Dude, look at all these coins! Look at all these coins. I don't think these are anybody's.
Can't remember if it was this episode or the last one that I was telling you that I was playing. It was this episode where I was telling you that I played video games when I was under the weather the other day on the little thing.
I think that was today.
Yeah, I know. We were recording these both in a row, so our brains are a little bad, worse than usual. But one of the – so most of the games I'm grabbing on these, you know, like emulators, what are they called? ROMs, right? You just go online. You're just like, I want the one that – seems like I'm playing Super Mario Brothers, and I have an old-fashioned controller, so it's just like playing the games. But there's a bunch that I'd never heard of before, right? Like, let's say growing up, I had probably maybe 15 Nintendo video games.
That's a good roster.
Occasionally, I would rent. Yeah, I'd like Double Dribble and the football one, Tecmo Bowl, which I played the most, the original Tecmo Bowl, not Super. And then I had some weird ones. Do you know of a game called Rampage?
Yes.
You know about that?
Yeah. That was adapted into a movie recently. Starring The Rock.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Game itself had no point.
He makes friends with the gorilla whose name is George.
Really?
Yes.
So this game is a game that has no point. I mean, I guess you collect points, but you don't
destroy
anything.
Buildings.
You're just
stuff.
A giant. That's right. For some reason, I thought it was a Godzilla looking thing, but no, it's a.
It's both. There's like a huge mutant crocodile, a huge mutant gorilla, and a huge mutant wolf.
But oh, really? I think you might have played a later version then, because I could only. I don't think I could choose my character. I think it was just the gorilla that I had now. Yeah. And although maybe I could be wrong, but I mean, I had whatever was out in like 1988, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever. My parents got it for me. I'd never heard of it. It wasn't one that like my friends had. I just had this game where you would just climb up buildings and punch the shit out of them. And you
it's
just
cathartic.
Yeah. And then you like sometimes you grab little people out of windows and I don't know, eat them maybe? Crush them?
Well, I don't remember. I think you ate them.
Yeah, I think so. So that raises questions about science right there. My point is I did not have that many games. When you go on these websites and you look at just the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games, like every movie that came out in the 80s and early 90s has an NES game. And so I started playing something called The Addams Family, which was actually kind of a lot of fun. Although really
– what kind of game was it?
It was kind of a Mario-esque game.
Okay, so like a platformer where you have to go through different levels.
But it's a bit of a puzzle as well. I had to go all the way through into a dungeon and get a key. And then once I got the key, I had to go back through. And now I could get into my big palace. What do you call it? The Addams Family mansion, I guess. Mm-hmm. And now I was like going through the rooms. And then I had to stop playing the game because somebody came over. I didn't want them to see me playing Addams Family.
I wasn't doing anything.
But it was fun, but it also underscored to me how limiting the format is as far as types of game. It can be a sports game, it can be a Mario type of game, or it could be kind of a, if not first-person shooter, like kind of an over-the-shoulder, kind of like I'm somebody, it's kind of the perspective of the character as they're going through hallways.
Like a role-playing game.
Yeah, it's something like that. But the other one was Contra that I played, which
Contra,
is like, could it be more of the era?
Wow,
like,
yeah, it really is.
The 80s. You're selling weapons of the Contras? No. All right.
I played another one that was similar called POW.
Oh, okay.
Very hard game. I'm pretty sure I never got past the first level, but it was basically you're Rambo.
Really?
And you need to get out of this POW camp.
One game, and I did download it. I haven't started playing it yet, though, that I loved as a kid was Super Pitfall. So you remember Pitfall, but then Super Pitfall, and this is the thing that my friend Tony told me about, and then he got obsessed with it, so I got obsessed with it, is no levels, all one giant map. Just one giant map.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we played for hours and hours and hours and hours as a kid and never solved it.
That's awesome.
You're never, and I really like that. It's just like, it was not open.
So when you
worldy,
turn it off, you turn it back on, do you go back to the beginning of the map?
Yeah, that was something that's hard for me to get used to with all of these. Like I told you, I cleared World 1 of Super Mario 3, which I had never done before. And then I turned off the machine, and then the next day I'm like, oh, if I want to get back there, I just got to get back there again.
Yeah, it reminds you of, like, remember that when you just used to leave your console on for like a week so that you didn't lose your spot?
Yes,
and then like turn off the TV, make it like tell your parents that it's off, but it's definitely still on.
Put a piece of tape over the little red light, maybe.
So great.
All right, so do you know Half-Life as a video game?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I never played that one, but I'm familiar with it.
Are you familiar with a character called Gordon Freeman in it?
No, but I think he's probably a scientist of some sort.
He's either an army sergeant, a theoretical physicist, or a spaceship pilot. Two of those you could be the same. You could be all three of those at the same time.
You really could. It'd be very impressive, but I'm going to go with option B. I think he's a physicist.
Physicist? Look at you go. Congratulations. All right. How many more here? Only three more. I'm trying to save this. Yeah.
Whew.
Got a million points. Ratchet and Clank.
Okay.
Do you know of it?
Yeah, that's a. I think that's a Naughty Dog game. That's another like role-playing one. So Ratchet is like this mouse-looking
Excuse
guy.
Me?
Naughty Dog is the name of the studio.
Oh, okay.
That makes it. I think that's a Naughty Dog game. But Ratchet is this like alien cat-looking dude. And he's a mechanic, by the way.
You're already answering the question.
Because his weapon is a wrench that he throws at people, and you can hit like the whatever bots that you're fighting and stuff like that. And Clank is this robot who hangs out on his back and does all kinds of stuff. Like he can turn into like a jetpack. He can do different things for you throughout the game.
Well, the question is, what does Clank do for a living?
Oh, Clank.
Your options for Ratchet were mechanic, bounty hunter, and surgeon. Mechanic is 100% right. Congratulations again. Oh my God.
I'm very excited about this.
I just remembered something.
Okay.
I actually know this next game because I just learned about it yesterday and I downloaded the Pocket version on my phone, which is a very unlike Andrew thing to do. I've been a little bit under the weather all weekend. I've been having, without going into detail, although Luke would, I've been having like kind of major stomach issues. Like I haven't had in years and years and years. Whoa. I think I'm over it now. I don't know if I'm totally over it right now. This morning was a little bit better, but the past several days I've woken up with really bad stomach cramps and stuff. I think it must have been probably a bacterial thing or something. I've just been...
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. It's been not great. It's not... It hasn't been the... I'm hoping the most memorable 4th of July, although there are some moments I am going to remember for a long time. It's been
troubling.
Rough. It is. You have no idea.
I have a dazzling detail that I want to tell you
so much, but I am going to... I'm going to let it slide. Let's just say that my body is not breaking down food the way it should. Or Gatorade. Okay, so... yesterday, I am laying on the couch, feeling really awful. Cramps are kind of coming and going, as I call them, contractions.
How far apart were they?
Genevieve's asking me how far apart the contractions are.
If it gets down to 10 minutes, we got to take you to the ER.
And I read something. There was something trending on Twitter. Like, I'm finding myself doing things that I wouldn't normally do. Like, I don't spend a lot of time just mindlessly scrolling Twitter these days, but when you're just laying down with nothing to do, I'm like looking at what's trending on Twitter, and there's a bunch of articles about some game called Animal Crossing, and they've introduced a new beverage called the vacation drink, and everybody's like, this is so clearly booze, but this is a game for kids, and like people are just like laughing about it. I don't think anybody's really upset about it, but like some character has a vacation drink and you can see what it looks like, and it's like a margarita looking thing, right? So I'm like, what is Animal Crossing? I don't know. And next thing you know, I'm downloading Animal Crossing Pocket Edition Summer Camp. I have no idea. Do you know anything
about deep fast?
What do you know about Animal Crossing?
So, Animal Crossing, and this is another one that I've never played. So my exposure to the characters is mostly through like seeing things on Twitter, and one of the characters, or I guess several of them, since they changed face and name, are in Super Smash Brothers, the Nintendo game. That
that's
has, like,
right, because this is Nintendo,
all of the characters
right.
from all of the franchises all fighting each other. So my exposure to them is that, like, I guess you can grow things, and it's just kind of like a chill out putter game.
It is just, it's a totally putter game.
You talk
and
to
I
your
like
neighbors
putters.
And things
yeah,
like that.
And they're all animals. There's one, so you're a little human being. And you interact.
You're a little human being.
You're a little human being. And you interact with like little animals, like bears and dogs, and you do favors for them. And it's just like, it's all love, right? It's just like, oh, you got this thing for me. Thank you. So like all the conversations are just so incredibly upbeat. Like you go up to your little dog friend. Yeah, it is. It's actually very soothing. And you go up to a little, like, and you just can like talk with them. And then you can say, do you need anything? And then, thank you so much for asking. Now that you mention it, I would love 3 apples if you can get over to the orchard. And then you get in your little camper and you find the orchard. And then you find the person whose orchard it is. Let's just say it's a bird of some sort. You go to the bird. You're like, can I get some? Like, yes, thank you for asking. Everybody's just like so appreciative and happy.
And they're like anthropomorphic animals, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And you're having little conversations with them. But part of the game is fishing and capturing bugs and giving them away to some of your animal friends as food. And I don't understand why I can live in this world where I can talk to dogs and birds and all kinds of animals, yet I'm just, like, killing fish. Like, how did fish get, like, such shitty treatment?
This is the Pokemon problem. So in the Pokemon universe, there's no animals, right? Like, all of the animals are Pokemon. But that also means that if you're eating fish or eating any meat in that world, then you are eating Pokemon.
Oh.
Things that you can catch and make friends with are also your food.
Right.
Which is really bizarre. Like, there's 2 different types of, like, cow Pokemon. And you're like, well, intellectually, I understand that
one
if
is a
I'm
friend?
Having a milkshake, it came from that weird pink animal over there. So weird. Or like if I'm eating fish at this dock, then I know that I probably killed a Magikarp in order to eat that. Like it's really bizarre. And like internal video game universe logic like that, I just get such a kick out of.
Uh-huh.
Like I love that you're like, wait, but can I talk to the bugs if I weren't right. killing them?
Right. Maybe I could. What if I tap on this bug and it should say, please don't kill me?
It also reminds
me to the bird.
It also reminds me of, you might remember this PETA campaign. This is probably like 10-ish years ago, where they tried to get people to care more about fish and the ocean. So they introduced this campaign called Sea Kittens, where they made cartoon versions of fish and started trying to brand like salmon and tuna and things like that as sea kittens to make them cuter and try to get people to care more about like all the fish that we kill and never even eat. We're just killing them because we need to catch them in order to get them some other place.
Uh-huh.
And it's super wasteful. And I guess on some level it worked because I remember their propaganda about it. But the sea kitten portion of it was really bizarre looking. And if you're Googling that right now, you'll see some really weird cartoon versions of like fish, but they also kind of look like cats.
That doesn't sound very appealing. That
doesn't
sound like an animal that I'm excited to like
embrace. I don't care
like,
anymore
embrace.
About yeah, a weird catfish right. thing. Yeah.
All right. So I've opened up my... let me see. So this is my Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. And there's my little guy right there. You can see him. He's got his little fishing net. And so now if I walk...
his hair.
Oh, I had to choose his hair. Right, so thank you very much. So I want to try to find a little character here and see if I can talk to him. Here's a bird. Oh yeah, this is like kind of. I think he's supposed to be drunk, even though they don't use the. See, he's like a little pelican
yeah,
kind
like
of guy.
He's got a sailor suit on. Mm-hmm. He's like a pelican looking guy.
And I just walked up him. That's what the voice sounds like. Which I find fascinating. That is the so a little bubble comes up, and while the thing is talking, and you see it written out. It's my name in the game, by the way, is Hard Rain. If anybody wants to be friends,
Hard
with me.
Rain.
Yes, as in one day. It turns out the real quote is one day a real rain is going to come and wash all the scum off the streets. It's from Taxi Driver.
I was going to say, are you Rorschach from Watchmen? Like,
yes,
what is
right?
this?
I know. And the thing is, I didn't know what this game was when I did
and
it.
All scream help.
I know. This is okay. This is getting
wow.
this way. This is actually
way too edgy for Animal
this
Crossing.
This is really embarrassing, actually, but it's probably entertaining. So I'll tell you this. Oh God, actually, this is. So yeah, so my name is Hard Rain because I thought the quote was one day a hard rain is going to come and wash all the scum off the streets from Taxi Driver. Mm-hmm. But turns out I'm not even right about that. It's real rain. But I'm already locked in with the nickname Hard Rain, which I use primarily as a bowling name. Mm. And once you have a bowling name, you stick with it. That's what my dad taught me. Those are the rules. So I will often, if I have to use a nickname, I'll use Hard Rain. And then this game, I had no idea what this game was like. I'm sick. I'm just like, oh, just whatever. I just need something to take my mind off of this. So it's like, what's your nickname? Hard Rain. I didn't know it was a kid's game. And I didn't know that. And I'm still not 100%. Well, now I do know. you go around in this game and you tap on these characters and you can talk to them, right? And so I saw one who was a human, and so I went to talk to her, and it said, friend request? And I was like, yeah, I'll send a friend request. And then as I played the game more, I realized that's a real person, probably a real child,
probably a 12-year-old
who just got a friend request from Hard Rain. Which I don't think that's okay, and I actually feel terrible about it, but I don't know how to
delete.
I don't know how to do that. And it was at that moment that I was like, wait, okay, it said friend request sent. I'm like, oh God, this is like Facebook. I didn't know that I could actually interact, and this is a children's game. So anyway, wow. If anybody is on Pocket, what is this called?
Animal Crossing
Pocket Camp?
Summer Camp?
And you see something named Hard Rain, be my friend. Although I don't know if I'll open this again. Anyway, this little bird he tried to get something for me, but he failed. But he's happy that I gave him a t-shirt. That's basically what just happened.
Well resolved.
Yeah, well resolved. Okay, so back to...
what I really wanted was three apples, but thank you for the shirt.
Yes. All right, so... there is a character.
Are we still in the quiz?
Yes, there's two more. Animal Crossing. There is a character named Tom Nook. What is his job?
Tom Nook. Is that like the woodland creature looking guy?
Oh, so you know this.
I think he's some kind of furry character, yeah.
Do you know this from like just being at Comic-Cons and seeing everybody in cosplay, or have you played any of these games?
This is just like osmosis. I'm just around these things enough that like that sounds familiar.
What was the origin of it then? Like, because Pocket Camp is just like this weird puttering game. Was this an actual... Did this start off as like a console game of some sort?
Animal Crossing started off on the Nintendo handhelds, I think. So like DS, I think, was probably the first generation that had it.
Huh, interesting. Okay. It's just funny how you kind of know this stuff. Like, you've never played it, but you've probably seen a million people dressed up like Tom Nook.
I consume a lot of information. I don't know what to tell you.
So what does Tom Nook do? He is a woodland... He looks like a little critter of some sort.
Yeah, he's got kind of a striped, like, brown and darker brown tail, I think, or something like that.
I don't see his tail here, okay. But... I'm trying.
You're gonna have to give me some options because I think he might be like a ferryman or something like that.
He could be. What's a ferryman?
Someone who runs a ferry.
Oh, a mayor, a shop manager, or a construction worker.
Oh wow, I think he's either the mayor or the shop worker, shopkeeper. What was it?
Shop manager.
Shop
or construction.
Oh, sorry. I think I...
And you know what? They don't
bit.
Show his whole body here, but I see a little bit of his collar, and it looks like he's wearing some sort of a vest and a tie. So I don't think that he's going to be... I mean, not that construction workers can't wear vests and ties when they're not working.
A lot of them do wear vests.
That's true. That's true, too. This doesn't seem to be a fluorescent vest. I'm going to guess shop manager myself. I don't know.
I think he's the mayor.
I think he's the mayor
of Animal Crossing.
Okay. Let's go with mayor. Should have played this.
He runs a shop, huh?
I looked away quickly, and now I don't know what the answer was. But he must run
serious?
A shop. The thing is, it goes on to it just goes on to the next screen. Shoot. Now I tried to go back. Now I can't
get
back.
It's fine. We'll never know.
No.
Well, they'll probably give us the results at the end, right?
Well, let's see. Okay, name the occupation of Castlevania protagonist Richter Belmont.
He's a vampire hunter.
That's true. So it's not really day job. It's just job.
Yeah, that's just his job.
Just his job. I mean, he's holding a cross with a chain connected to it. So it'd be funny if he was a baker. Also, yeah. I think I said banker.
Banker?
I meant baker. But anyway, let's see. Vampire hunter is correct. Now, will they show me all of the results? It told me I got 7 of 8.
We knew that.
We knew that, but what we needed to find out was what was the Animal Crossing guy?
If people are into some animes with some gore, the Castlevania show on Netflix is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
Richter Belmont isn't in it, but I think it's Trevor Belmont for the Netflix one.
What is the story
good.
There?
Dracula comes to Wallachia, and they have to defeat him.
Okay,
it's pretty. It's not very deep, but there it is.
I'm stalling. I'm re-going through the quiz right now so I can get back
to
question 7. Here we go. So you had guessed mayor,
I thought it was the
and
mayor.
It was wrong. So let's try shop manager, and there it is. Shop manager, okay. Indeed. All right. I'm glad I did that. It was worth it.
Like, so 87.5%. That's a B.
That's not bad at all.
That's pretty good.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner.
All right. I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. Here, this is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon. All right, Nick, before we get out of here, this is a very big day for you, by the way. You are wearing shorts today.
I am wearing shorts today.
And what did you say when you said...
I said baby's first day out of the house.
That's what I thought you said.
You, like a parent
you
would.
You point down to your leg and you say, look, baby's first day out of the house.
And you weren't talking about... And you were scared to look. You said, pull up your pants.
Right. You recently got a... very large tattoo on your right leg?
Yeah, on my right
thigh.
Thigh,
right?
Down past my knee, like maybe a couple inches past the knee.
And so you've only worn pants since you got this, like what, 3 weeks ago or something?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
It like
ago.
Just
wow.
Stopped peeling like yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So now you're comfortable wearing shorts and showing the world this thing.
Mm-hmm. Tons of sunblock on it.
Oh, yeah. Is it still like kind of raw and sensitive?
It's not that sensitive. I'm just... careful.
So tell me about... this is not your first tattoo, right?
This is my third.
This is your third.
Yeah, third tattoo.
What are the other ones?
So the first one I got, I picked out of a book by an artist from here in Seattle that I liked, and he was doing like three just pop-up days at a tattoo shop near me. So I picked it out of a book, and that's basically how he works. So mm-hmm. That one's a skull with a snake wrapped around it.
Okay.
In his style.
That doesn't seem on brand for you.
It really doesn't.
I know you used to be a heavy metal drummer, for
that's
real,
true.
Right?
Yeah, for years. People are also very surprised by that. That's not very on brand for me anymore.
And you're like, I don't know if people still use the word preppy, but like, you know, you're just like a kind of a preppy guy or whatever. You're sure. Into your nerd culture stuff. You're a sharp-dressed guy. Like, I don't see you wearing, like, Guns N' Roses t-shirts with skulls and roses and snakes on them a lot. Yeah. Yet your first tattoo, and how long ago did you get that one?
That was, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago.
Probably more than that.
And then you got a little guy that you got with a bunch of friends. You're all out, right, on a holiday?
It made it sound like we're all out. But it was my friend's birthday, and we were all sitting around, like, we should all get a tattoo together. And we threw around a bunch of ideas. This is all happening at, like, 9 p.m., and we don't even know where... we're going to get this thing. But we all decide that we're going to get a popsicle. We mm-hmm. pick the art. We go, and we all got it that night.
And y'all, tiny little popsicles on your arm.
On my arm.
I like that.
It's
I
got
love
a bite
popsicles.
Out of it. It's kind of cool.
Now, this new one you got is huge. It's a huge tattoo of a...
snake.
So 2 out of 3 tattoos on your body are snakes.
That's right.
I'm going to ask you what a lot of people ask you. Why do you love snakes so much?
I don't really.
Have you ever had a snake?
I've never owned a snake.
Do you know anything about snakes?
I know some about snakes, but both of the snakes I have like aren't real snakes.
Okay.
The only connection that I really have to snakes is that's my Chinese zodiac. I was born in the year
of
the snake.
Okay. Yeah.
But even that, like, I don't put a ton of stock into. Mm-hmm. So I just like how they look as tattoos. I don't know.
And this one is a really big one. And did you found it in a book, or did you found a design online? Or
this one was custom. The I found an artist on Instagram that I really like. Emailed him about it. Told him what I wanted. And then he drew it up. I went down to Portland 2 weeks ago. He showed me the final design. I was like, cool, let's do it.
And again, I'm not... I mean, it's a beautiful tattoo, but I am just... because it's really big.
It's really big.
And...
I got to measure this thing. I did count how many scales were on it the other day.
Oh, how many?
387.
Wow.
Individual scales.
Was this involved right before you were?
It's my new favorite bong. I wish I could smoke it.
Before you started counting the scales. But for this one, I'm even more surprised because it's not like you saw a design that you like. You're like, hey, that's a cool snake. I'll get that. Like, you you reached out to somebody and you said, I want to get a big tattoo. What should it be? Probably a snake. Like, what was your... Did you go through any other options?
I have like six other tattoos I want to get. Uh-huh. And I think that it would be wise to do more because two out of three are snakes right now, and it's a weird ratio.
It's not a weird ratio if you like snakes. But you just don't seem to have any connection to snakes.
I like snake tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, I like snake tattoos more than I like snakes.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just think
I hate snakes.
I just think that they look good on. I just think that they look good on people's bodies.
They do, and I hope you know. I'm honestly not making fun of you.
I know it's a beautiful design,
but it is comical.
It's kind of funny. That's the other thing about like having tattoos, and I think that a lot of people are like, I got this tattoo for me. It means something to me.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about it. I don't want to have to explain it all the time.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy just baffling people with these things. So like, ask me about my tattoos. I don't really care. I think that they're a fun conversation.
So you want six more, or you want a total of six?
There's like six more. I have a list right now of
Do you have a master plan?
I don't have like a master plan quite yet, but I have like 60% of a plan.
What are the other ones?
My father's family in the Philippines makes these vehicles called jeepneys.
Yeah.
And I really want to get a jeepney tattoo somewhere.
That's cool. And I only know about them because you told me about them, and they're kind of a big part of the culture there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I really want to get a Sorao jeepney. I think that would be really cool. I want to get a hexagon to commemorate my podcast, Northwest Nerd.
Yeah.
We have a hexagon logo, and I don't want to get the entire logo. That'd be kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
But just getting the hexagon, I think, would be cool.
Interesting. It would be like, stop.
I also want to get
look at my tattoo.
That's an octagon.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So it won't be a stop sign.
We're all learning things today.
Yeah, we're all learning today. I also want to get an anchovy. I just like anchovies. I think that would be cool.
That would be weird. It would just look like a kind of like a slug, right?
Like a little fish.
I mean, not one in the can. Sorry, I was just picturing it as you're putting it
like
on the
already
pizza.
Already filleted?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would I only
know of anchovies as a really smelly food that I'd get mad at my dad when he would make it.
Oh man, I love anchovies.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
I'll bet you I would like them now, actually, because you put them on pizza, right? And they're just like salty.
Put them on all kinds of stuff. There's this dish from the Philippines called dilis, which is basically like deep fried, really crispy anchovies, and you can basically eat them like chips. They're delicious.
Really?
Because you like shrimp chips, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now imagine if it was even fishier in flavor and delicious.
I do love shrimp chips.
There you go.
They were such a part of my youth, and you don't get them a lot around here. Maybe I was just going to like very suburban-y kind of Chinese restaurants when I was a kid. Maybe it was more of an 80s thing. But whenever you went to a Chinese restaurant, they would put a big bowl of fish chips right in the middle of the table.
You can go to Wajimaya and get like eight different kinds if you want.
Yeah, really?
It's pretty great, yeah.
But do you see them in restaurants a lot? I never do
it
anymore.
It depends. I can't think of the last time that I actually had them in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's usually like a home snack for me.
They dissolve on your tongue.
I also want to get a carabao, which is a Philippine water buffalo.
Oh.
I rode one as a kid, and it's one of like my happiest memories of visiting the Philippines as a kid. And I think that would be really cool. Plus, it's just such a striking animal as well. I think that would be a really cool tattoo.
You know, you could have done. Too late now.
There's still time. I still have plenty of room.
You could have just gotten like the hexagon on your back, and then put all the other tattoos inside the hexagon.
Just got to catch them all.
I've been
put
playing
them all
too much
there.
Animal Farm. What is it?
Oh,
not Animal
funny.
Farm. What am I playing? Animal Crossing?
Yeah, Animal
Seems
Crossing.
Like something that you would do in Animal Crossing. Just collect all these things and put them inside the hexagon.
That would be really funny.
If you ever start,
I want to get another skull somewhere. I don't know why.
Another skull?
Yeah, sure.
You're just so badass. I don't know what. I would get something really cute. I like your popsicle one.
It's funny that
I really
the popsicle
like
is the most visible one.
Yeah, it's on your inner arm.
Because I'll never wear shorts to work, so like, they're never going to see my leg ones.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean? So let's talk about this for a second, but let's keep our voices down so your parents don't hear. So your parents don't know about the big tattoo yet. Now, you're an adult.
No.
You're 29 years old.
They don't know
old.
About that or the popsicle.
Really? And is that a thing that you're purposely trying to, like, not talk about with them?
No, I haven't seen them since I got them.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll see them when they see them, which is basically what I did with my first one as well. Like, didn't know I had it until they saw it, and they were like, well, it would have been nice to know.
Where's that one again?
It's on my left thigh.
Okay, yeah. So what do you think the reaction to the... Because, I mean, again, this snake one is beautiful. It's big.
Right? It's good work. Yeah. Like, yeah. It looks high
quality. What do you think
would
be the reaction there?
I'm really happy with it. I think my mom won't like it. My dad will be like, well, at least you can wear pants.
What does don't liking it mean in this case?
I was like a little worried that if I went over there while it was still healing, she'd probably like slap it just
reaction.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe you didn't like slap it or something.
Oh, that's mean, mom.
I mean, not in like a vitriolic way, but just like, I can't believe you did
slap it.
Not really thinking about whether or not that would hurt.
But that'll be the extent of it.
Yeah, probably. I think that, yeah. I mean, they kind of let me do what I've.
Yeah, I mean, you're 29 years old. You're an adult. Yeah. Well, it's like, I guess the closest thing that I had like that in my life, which luckily is not a problem anymore, is even all through my 30s and I guess even when I was 40 or whenever I quit smoking, you know, I was a smoker up until age 40 or 41. I don't know. It's been more than a year now. But yeah, October will be 2 years. But anyway, point is, it didn't matter how old I was. When I was home visiting my parents, I was never comfortable just being like, I'm going outside to smoke a cigarette now, you know, or coming home smelling like smoke. I still wouldn't want to do that. Like, and my parents knew I smoked. They didn't love it. But they still, you know, there was still this sort of dynamic, this kind of power dynamic of like, no, I'd never had that comfort level. I don't know. I can't imagine what the conversation would be like if my dad came outside and just saw me leaning on the mailbox smoking a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
It still scares me. He wouldn't ground me.
It would be a regular conversation. You'd be like, hey, so what do you think about the Browns this year or whatever?
No, I don't think it would be.
You think he would remark on it if you were doing it?
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. He'd be very disappointed. He doesn't like his kids smoking.
Huh.
Anyway. All right. This was a lot of fun today. I feel better about this quiz.
I do. I felt great about it, personally.
Yeah. I mean, you got 7 out of 8. Congratulations on that.
I love to win, is the thing.
So, what should we go out with?
Oh.
Speaking of music, do you want to pick one? We said a name of a song earlier that I was tempted to play, but...
Oh, can I give you another one of my songs of the summer? And I think that if I give it to you, you should be able to find a clean version of it, but I think that there's only cursing, really, in the offset verse of it.
Okay.
It's Bouncin' by Kiana Lede.
Okay.
Bouncin', no G.
I found it. I like to have G's. I like to talk properly. And again, like, just so you know, like,
is that a chi or a G?
I think we don't call them cheese and G's anymore. That's a different podcast.
I know it is.
Veeves and I used to do a cheese and G's on our podcast about commercials. It was like a ripoff of Cheers and Jeers. And it was just like, I couldn't think of a better Cheers and Jeers. So we just call it cheese and G's.
That's the best part, is that all you did was drop the R.
We're like, if we like it, it's a chi. If we don't, it's a G. But then somebody wrote in with a better pun. You're going to remember this better than I do, and it's my goddamn show. It's adcalades and admonishments now.
Admonishment is so good.
Genevieve
loves
clunky puns. God. Like, I think she loves good puns, but she really loves using clunky puns. And so whenever a listener writes in with a clunky pun suggestion, we have to go with it. So
wow, I'm just waiting for the day that like there's a Cadillac commercial and you can call it a Cadillac adcalade.
Yeah.
That'll be really great.
Wait, it better be a good commercial so that we can like it, so we can give it a chi. All right, so we'll be going out with this. Oh, I was just going to say, though, as far as the music is concerned, in a certain way, I think Luke and I might even be a little bit more comfortable than we were in the past playing certain language. I just think context has a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with that.
Like, if we're playing a Lizzo song and she's using the B word, or like, there's no problem with that, right? Like, that is totally fine, and it's fine for her to do that in the context of what her music is about and how she's singing about herself and stuff like that. So, like, I'm not going to, like, bleep every word. It's just, like, you know, certain songs, you just got to make
it sounds way different when,
one.
Like, YG, 21 Savage, or DaBaby are saying those things.
Right, exactly, saying those things about women. Who's the third one? YG and who, DaBaby?
DaBaby.
Oh, just DaBaby?
Yeah, he's just called DaBaby.
Not DaBaby.
He's got a really good album.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. We are going to be back tomorrow on the show. We will have one Hannah Brooks Olsen sitting in that seat. I haven't put together the quiz for her yet. Coincidentally, last time she was on, because she does a cleaning podcast with me, I had already quizzed her. I had quizzed her on cleaned up lines from movies, speaking of censorship.
Wow, you tried much harder on that quiz.
Yeah, no. I had audio clues. It was, I didn't just steal it from the web, but that's the only one I can think of related to cleaning.
I feel like, you know how, like, as a kid, certain things would happen in the home, but when company came over, yeah, like suddenly things were like on 1,000. Right. That's kind of what it feels like right now.
Well, I think it is. I think what happened was,
so I'll take it as a compliment.
She was doing, trust me, whatever I do with her tomorrow is going to be janky as hell too. So I hope you tune in, everybody. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We will be back with Hannah here tomorrow. Until then, please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all.
I'm drowning in water, put diamonds up on your water. It's working the quarter, drop on jets and cross the border. Throw it down like a tortoise, you get the back, I support it. I was sleeping in the band on the power windows were boarded. I get mad at my feelings, I go to music recording. My wife is the baddest, she not a dime, she a quarter. I go get the baggage for my two sons and two daughters. I'm sitting back at and pop that shit when I order. I done failed for a bad one, better than the last one. I'ma beat it, nail her to the wall like a plasma. Pull up in the fall, dropping jaw, diamond dance. Really from the north, I might go off at the match. Summertime in the drop top or a fan drop. This gonna be your favorite song, bounce it to the anthem. I done ran this money up, some I didn't imagine. You and me together, we make magic.
Something my body says, something I'm underwater drowning. I know this, I ain't tripping. Can't leave without it, bounce. Then I take you to my house and I'll show you all around. Yeah, yeah, we could keep it bouncing. Yeah, we...
Power out.